Welcome to Locked On Heat. I'm Wes Goldberg, and in a second, I'll be joined by my co-host, David Ramil, and we'll have interviews with Caleb Martin, Nikola Jovic, and Darius Days from Media Day. We spoke with Martin about his role this season and if he expects to be a starter, and he gave us what I found to be a surprising answer. And then with Nikola Jovic, we talked about adjusting to Miami, getting his driver's license, and how he plans to approach the season as a rookie. And then finally, we'll talk to Darius Days, who signed a two-way contract with the Heat and models his game after PJ Tucker. Really good stuff coming up. Enjoy.
You are Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You love Media Day? I'm not sure I believe that one necessarily. What is the biggest beef you may have with Media Day? Because we keep hearing the same answer. I want to confirm it with you.
Media Day?
Yeah. We're here with Caleb Martin, by the way.
I don't really have no beef with the Media Day.
All right. Everybody, repetitiveness. Everybody asks the same question over and over.
That might be true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
What
poses? No, are you getting poses?
I'd rather get the same question than something random like super, super random.
That's all we do here
on the show. Oh, good,
yeah.
Cats or dogs?
Oh, see, there we go.
Yeah. that's a good throwaway one.
Dogs.
Yeah, same.
I got thrown off. I have no idea what to ask after that.
What's the off season for Caleb Martin look like?
Off season, I'm pretty simple, man. I do same stuff. I just go work out.
Yeah.
Oh, chill. Probably try to find a pool back in North Carolina. Same thing. I'll go work out again, and then I just a lot of family time.
Were you spending most of your time between North Carolina and here? Anywhere else? Did you go anywhere else?
I went to a couple of different places. I mean, I went to L.A. I went out to Laguna Beach. Took my family out there.
Nice.
And then other than that, I went to Reno. I run my camp every summer in Reno, Nevada. And other than that, I'm at home.
Yeah.
What's the camp like?
It was good. We had about 115 kids.
Nice.
Last year we had about 90 something, but it was my second camp thrown, so looking to make it even bigger next year.
You said you were spending a lot of time working out. I imagine, you know, trying to get a little bit bigger is a priority for you going into the season. Did you add weight? Is there anything you could share with that as far as?
Yeah, I'm up like around 8 pounds right now. I think I was playing at lower 190s. I think I'm about 202 right now.
Okay.
And so, just been trying to find that fine balance of putting on weight but also still keeping that first step and staying athletic. So I didn't want to get too big and try to put on all this weight and I'm just as fast all the fours that I might be guarding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I still want to keep that advantage. So
well, you brought it up, so I guess that's a good segue there. Are you ready for that challenge of being a potential power forward? Or a four? I don't even know what to call it at this point. I mean,
to me we could put a label on four or whatever. You know, there was times I was playing the four last year.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, to me, I don't look at it like that. And to me, I accept all challenges. So, that's why I live for. I live for competition. And at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I do. And I'm not really worried about, you know, do we have a four? Like, I don't think – to me, my job is to be versatile. So, you need me to come play two, whatever you need me to go play the four, I'll play it. Whatever you need me to do, I'm a plug-in guy. So I don't look at it as if, you know, I'm trying to replicate this four. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Even with you look guys like a PJ, because PJ is gone, he wasn't a traditional four.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's small ball four.
Right.
So, you know, we had plenty of opportunities where we did the same thing last year. So I think it's a little bit more hyped up than it probably should be. But
well,
it's whatever.
Oh, I mean, I guess people are just used to, you know, somebody progression in terms of the position and
that's
stuff
like
that.
That's true, too. I mean, I completely understand and I get the perspective on the concern.
Right.
But, you know, that's just the competitiveness in me where I'm like, I'll remember this and then I'll remember it when we start. So
regardless of position, though, the goal would be to start.
I mean, to me, I'm not a person where I have to start. And to me, I look for minutes. I want to get minutes. I want to play 25 plus minutes a game. And that means me starting, that means coming off the bench. I just want to contribute and I just want to be productive. So I would love to start. I'd love to say I'm a starter at the Miami Heat. But, you know, I'm still going to try to contribute and be productive, as, you know, I don't get caught up in that type of stuff.
Right.
So
Bahamas training camp, what are your expectations for that, and what are your goals?
It's hard to feel what the expectation would be right now. We kind of on vacation, but we starting the most intense training we had all summer. So it's kind of, I don't know how to feel about it yet. I think just being in the Bahamas might just be a tease. I might be able to look at the beach, but I ain't going to want to go enjoy it because I'm focused on the
next
morning.
That's how they keep you motivated.
Yeah, so I'm just like, maybe they just put us there to look at the beach. I don't really know. But
you get a good view from the window, and that's about
it. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we're going to be dead tired just looking outside. We in the Bahamas, so.
Right.
I don't know. It'll be fun, though.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Now that it's in the rearview mirror, what would you assess? How would you assess last year, and what's the challenge to get better this year?
For me individually?
Yeah.
I think last year was just finding, it was a roller coaster in terms of what my position was, what my role was, you know, what I wanted to do, what I could do, what I couldn't do. And my mental was just trying to make sure I'm, staying solid along with everything going on, whether I'm on a two way, trying to get my thing started, whatever. So I think this year it kind of brings a lot of clarity. I'm clear where I'm at for right now. And I just think that I just get to decompress, and I get to come in with a clear mind at camp, and I just get to be completely me, and learn without feeling the pressures. Obviously, people think it's a lot of pressure with this four stuff going on. To me, I look at it as like I get a chance to expand my game. So now it's just and it isn't doing nothing for me but putting more things on my resume. So if I can, you know, I'm gonna figure out how to play the four and figure out how to operate with this type of system at the four. So that's just add another position to my game.
Do you think it will limit your versatility, changing position or anything like that? No,
I don't think so. I think we would be putting us at a disadvantage if I limited myself in that position. I think that we have the advantage and with stuff like that. We are more versatile. We are quicker. We are faster. And you know what I mean. I think that we can use that to our advantage. And the way we play team defense.
Yeah.
People might be like, I'm not worried about the four position because the way we play collectively on the defensive end is, you know, it's kind of how we did last year. It was plenty of times where I was fronting the post and getting around these bigger guys all the time and having help on the backside. And that's, you know, I don't think that motto is going to change for us. Right. So
I was watching film on you last year, and you still bodied up guys like that are bigger, Collins, Horford, Siakam. Yeah. I mean, it didn't stop you. We're getting the sign that we need to wrap it up, but we do have a couple speed round questions for you. We're asking everybody this. What is something that Jimmy Butler is not good at?
He's not good at?
Not good at.
Singing.
Can't sing.
Can't That's sing. The first time we've heard that. We haven't
That's
heard
a good
that.
One.
Singing. I be hearing them sing all the time. People who sing the most probably can't sing. They don't. You typically cannot sing.
I should stop singing. speaking of singing, what's the last song that you listened to?
Last song that I listened to? Man. Maybe it was Last by Burna Boy.
All right. We haven't had a Burna Boy yet. And then final question. What's a successful season look like for the Miami Heat and then for you?
Championship. And I know that sounds like cliche, but I can start off by saying at least the finals. But we gotta take it a game at a time. And I would love to be able to end the regular season off at the number one seed again and kind of take the proper steps that we did last year. So, perfect. And for me personally – I don't have like a ton of like individual goals, man. I just feed off production. I just want to be productive. I want to stay consistent and keep my numbers. I will say get my free throw percentage up in the 80s.
Okay.
And I want to continue to shoot 40 plus percent from three. So.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Caleb Martin, congrats on the new deal.
Appreciate
Welcome
y'all,
back.
Man. Thank you.
Talking soon.
Appreciate y'all. Right.
Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for football betting information this season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all of your sport wagering information, with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite games and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to BetOnline.net or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
How are you?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hi, guys. Yeah, actually, saw one of your podcasts.
Yeah?
You did.
Was it a good podcast? Were we saying good things about you or bad things about you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Here, take the microphone and you can tell us all about it.
So I was going to do my driver license, so because I don't have one.
Right.
And in the car, one of our people have a like iPad. So
okay.
He's just shuffling on the random things and he came up on your podcast and I was like, who are these guys? And he said, oh, they're like our local everyday news about us. And I was like, hey. And then we watched a couple of your.
Nice. What'd you think?
On YouTube?
Yeah.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
You watch them on YouTube? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you have any other platforms, but.
No, just wherever you get podcasts. Podcasts, you're going to get.
YouTube was good.
Yeah. All right.
Nice.
That's
thanks,
a
man.
Ring
that's
endorsement. Good. Okay. What would we do better? What should we do better so that we could.
Other than talk about you more.
I mean, I think you guys already do.
Okay.
So, you know, just.
All right, perfect.
Sweet. Yeah.
All right, the interview's over. This is the best interview ever.
I've never actually seen the podcast. He's just like, tell us. So, first media day experience. I know you're just sort of getting through it, but you just had to do all the photos right before you came and sat down with us. What was the, is it like a natural thing to stand there with a basketball?
I mean, now, yeah. Kind of, you know, after all the summer league things and everything, it's kind of normal. But before that, no. When, you know, after draft and everything, all the stuff, it was just different.
Did you have to do this in Europe, anything like this?
I mean, kind of, you know, not like this, but something like it.
What's the biggest difference between, like, setting up for, like, the European season as opposed to, like, this kind of season?
Lower? I just need to check what's happening.
No.
The difference, I would say in Europe, we kind of prepare more.
Really?
Yeah, like we started in Europe, like season is starting in like 10 days. But
right.
They started practicing like in July. So yeah, we kind of, that part of preparation is really long. I mean, not for all the teams, especially not now because it was the Eurobasket and stuff, but it's long.
Yeah. Have you noticed any difference between the NBA game and just your limited experience and like European basketball in general?
Yeah, it's a lot faster. And like people already know that in Europe that players are faster and like more athletic and stuff, but you cannot explain that till you step on the court and see
it. Right.
I'm telling everybody, like, you need to be there to see that.
Yeah.
I don't mean to bury the lead, but you said you were getting your driver's license. Did you get your driver's license?
Yeah,
I
actually got.
Okay,
it.
How'd the studying go? Did you and how did you how I did the actual test itself go?
I was studying, but on the test, a lot of questions I didn't understand. So I was like, and like that's the only language I know other than I mean they have Spanish and stuff, but I don't know it. So
right,
you know some words you don't understand. So I was like, oh, it's gonna be hard. But I actually got it.
You did. So how many times did it take you to get your driver's license?
I think it was second or third time. I don't even know.
It took me 3 times.
Yeah.
It took you 3 times to get your license?
I hit a cone at the very end.
Yeah, oh. It's not the same thing. Like, last few questions, I'm like right there, and then you fail. But I just remember the questions that I failed because.
Right.
So just those that I don't understand.
Yeah.
So I just those remember, then I got in. So
yeah, I grew up speaking English, and we took us the same amount of time, so you should feel good about yourself.
Do you like driving around Miami?
I mean, I still haven't driven.
Oh, you still? So yeah, be careful. Yeah, this has a reputation
a car
for being.
No.
You didn't buy a car yet. Do you know what kind of car you want to buy?
Not sure yet, but a bug or something. No, nothing crazy.
Yeah. Nothing crazy like what Jimmy and these guys like to drive?
I mean, that's not crazy. They're just, you know. I mean, why not? But at this moment, I don't feel like I need something like that.
Have you made a big purchase yet? Everybody talks about, like, your first big gift or anything like that.
Oh, not say so. I don't think so. But I'm looking forward to buy a apartment or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'll be the one. I mean, car will be the one. I don't know if I'm thinking about the watch.
Yeah?
But I'm still 19, you know. I don't feel like I need a watch.
Yeah, a watch is like an old man kind of
I mean,
flex.
Not even old, but I'm still 19, you know.
Sure.
I think I should kind of wait a couple of years.
Wait a couple of years and then get the watch? All right, that's fair. The last time we talked to you was either before Summer League or during Summer League. What did you learn from your Summer League experience about the NBA?
I just learned that I need to work a lot. You know, it's, like I said, it's completely different. And the guys here are on another level. So just being here and, like, I think that's a good thing that I know that I need to work a lot.
Yeah.
So I know where I'm at and I know what I need to do to be better. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Do you have an expectation of how much you'll play, in what role? Nothing yet?
I mean, it's in situation we are, where when where we are kind of competing for the championship and we really have a good chance of it.
Right.
Just me as a 19-year-old, just drafted, came in here.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be the best as I can and just help as much as I can. I don't know how much that will be, but you know, I'll try my best. And like I said, I'm still 19. I have a long way to go, but I want to be good now. I want to help now, but you know, sometimes it's not going that way. But right. I'll do best as I can to be that way.
Go ahead. No, oh, I was gonna say, obviously language isn't a problem for you, but have you found any other issues as far as adjusting here to the United States?
No. I would not say so. You know, people say it's different. I mean, for now, I feel like, you know, second home.
Yeah.
You know.
Have other European players reached out to you and explained to you what like the process is?
I mean, through the
Players Association?
No. Through the when I was doing all the workouts.
Oh yeah.
Draft.
Okay.
So I saw some guys. You know, like Boban.
Yeah.
Like I saw Bogdanovic.
Sure.
I saw from my players. Yeah, I saw coach from Golden State, Dejan Milojevic. I don't know if you know him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The assistant coach. Yeah.
Yeah, but also him, you know. And he also helped me a lot because when we were in San Francisco playing games.
Right.
You know, I was with him one night. You know, we had a great dinner, you know. He drove me a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Know. So, yeah, just when you have someone like that, you know, someone from your country that can kind of explain you because they already know how you're raised and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that helped me a lot.
Who was your favorite NBA player growing up?
Growing up?
Did you watch the NBA growing up, first
yeah.
of all? You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, not when I was like 12 and 11, but last 3 years, four, even five. Yeah, I would say five. When the 2016,
yeah,
that's when I kind of started.
Okay. Really?
So Warriors-Cavs finals.
Yeah. So like growing up, I would say even before that, the only kind of few guys you know is probably LeBron
right?
So you know
Steph Curry maybe
yeah but then these days I kind of you know just you cannot stick on one because there's a lot of good players so.
Right
and if I mean our team Jimmy Bam
yeah
you know just those guys they're just different you know and from every player you need to you know they have different styles of games and you just yeah, seeing all of them is different.
Is there a player who you think your game is most like?
Not yet. But like everybody who asks me, I'm not sure who I'll like compare my game to. But I'm sure this year I'm gonna find somebody that I'm gonna be like, yeah, I wanna look like him.
Well, what's the strength of your game to like fans that might not know you?
My passing skills. I think I can get the ball through the other players real quick,
real
fast. I can make good passes and yeah, I'll say that's the one for now.
You okay.
know, I mean, I can shoot. And
okay.
That, but, you know.
So with the other side of the question, what's the worst part of your game, in your opinion?
I mean, people who see me on the court, they're gonna see that my strength is probably the worst part. And I would say this, my strength still. But
really?
We're working hard on that.
So yeah. You've been weight training?
Yeah.
Have you put on weight already over the summer?
Yeah.
Really?
A couple of pounds, you know.
Who have you gotten closest to on the team so far?
I mean, right now, you know, I haven't got to that much to everybody,
right.
but I got to know the Omer.
Oh, Omer, yeah.
Because, I mean, now everybody's making jokes with European and stuff.
Oh.
You know, all the coaches. But, you know, I met him in summer league again.
Yeah.
He's from Europe, too. So
yeah, right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you have family here?
No.
Not yet?
No. I mean, they're going to...
Come over eventually.
But they're not going to stay here. You know?
Right, but just
they're
a visit.
Back and forth. Yeah, my mom was here for 2 weeks. She actually flew back to Europe yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was great, you know, just being with her.
She can help you find an apartment too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I already found one.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah.
Renting, though, it sounds like. Yeah. You haven't bought yet.
Yeah.
Same. I mean, so.
I mean, I need something quick, you know, so I didn't have no time to buy something.
So you're in a unique position because you're obviously – first round pick, you're a rookie, but you're also the only new player on the team that's on like the 15-man roster that's not on a two-way contract or training camp deal or anything like that. So you're kind of walking into a scenario where you're already a rookie, but you're coming into a team that really knows each other already.
Yeah.
Like, how have you approached that? Has that been a concern for you at all?
No. I feel like like, I know those guys not gonna have problem with me, you know.
Right.
I'm not gonna be a guy that's, you know, that you're gonna hate seeing on the court.
Right.
So I think I'm gonna just try to learn as much as I can so I can, you know, so they can kind of feel like I already been here.
Yeah.
And trying to be in that group where they can, like I said, feel like I was already here.
Any pranks yet?
No, I hope not.
Oh, it's gonna happen, yeah. In the Bahamas, you know it.
I don't wanna see that.
Something's gonna happen. You're gonna have to tell us that.
It's cool. I just don't wanna know. Popcorn in my heart.
That's the classic.
Yeah.
The popcorn.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Well, that's like, you don't have a car, so they usually put it in the car, so there's nothing to put it in.
When you come back, you have to go on the podcast so you can tell us all about the pranks and everything else.
I will. Okay. I mean, I hope they don't do nothing. They'll be great.
All right, last question from us. What would be a successful season for you and a successful season for the Miami Heat?
I mean, a successful season for the Heat is going to be a championship for sure. And I think we can do it. I mean, everybody saw that. Last few years, just we're almost there. And for me, I think whatever happens is going to be a successful season. Just being around those guys who are right now a lot better than me, it's going to be to learn a lot from them. And that just being here is going to be a great, a successful season.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
All right.
Appreciate it, dude.
Thank you so much for taking the time, man.
I'm definitely excited. I'm happy to be here. You know, the culture is great. You know, it's very, when people talk about Heat culture, it's definitely different.
So you've already got a sense of it already?
Most definitely.
In what ways?
If you think you work hard, you don't. I'm going to tell you that now.
Yeah.
Like, you come here and, you know, come to the weight room and come into the workouts and stuff, it's just, you know, completely different than something that you're used to already. So I just feel like, you know, this is a great place to be.
Yeah. So I didn't know this, but you live in Gainesville? You were from Gainesville?
I live close to Gainesville, like 25 minutes away from Gainesville.
Where, like Ocala?
No. Like the Williston area?
Yeah, Williston. I know Williston. Yeah, I lived there. Gainesville. I lived there for 7 years.
Okay, yeah. That's where I went to high school there.
Yeah.
So, like, I know the.
So, do you have a favorite hangout in Gainesville area, or?
Not really.
Really?
No, I stayed out in the country, so like, I really don't get to go many places.
Okay.
Going to the gym.
All right. So I'll be honest, I did not know that part of Williston that well, but I was mostly a Gainesville guy. But yeah. Okay.
Are you a Gators fan?
Not at all.
No. Oh wow. Quick with
my
that.
My dad is, but my brother's a Florida State fan.
Oh.
And, you know, I went to LSU, so you know everybody had to become a Tiger. So.
Right.
He's still a Florida fan at heart.
Did you grow up an LSU fan or?
Not even. I just watched football. I wasn't really a big fan of nobody. So
you were a football fan?
Most definitely.
And what was your football team then?
Which, for college or?
Both, college or pro.
Any team Tom Brady played for, I'm with
that. Wow.
No Bucks. Tough loss today. Okay. But, you know, that's about it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You didn't have a college team?
Not really.
All right. So. Just take us back a little bit to your decision to how you got to Miami, because you were with the San Antonio team, and I had read from their papers that it was a little bit surprising that you ended up being on the Miami. You signed a two-way with the Heat. Yeah. Can you tell us about that process, how it happened?
It was interesting. You know, shout out to San Antonio for, you know, bringing me in and
absolutely
getting me out of being undrafted. But you know, I played pretty well for them. You know, some things didn't go my way. You know, I was going to be on the two-way, but they wanted me to go to camp and stuff like that and you know, compete for it with another player. And you know, he came in on my last game, and it was like, we would like you to come play with us. And I just told my agent, I feel like this is the best place for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from weightlifting-wise to, you know, player development, it was best for me.
Were you surprised that they even were watching you at Summer League? Because there's so much happening there.
Well, I actually met with the Heat 2 years ago when I came out, 2 years ago. And I've talked to them a couple of times, and I was on their radar. So
okay.
This year during pre-draft, I didn't work out for them. You know, I didn't talk to them at all. But you know, it definitely was a surprise. I'm glad I'm here. You know, being 6 hours away from home is just like impressive.
Yeah.
Do college guys talk about like the Heat and their track record of success developing players that wind up not getting drafted? Is that like a consideration between, like, when you have conversations between you and your agent, is that something that comes into place?
Most definitely. Everything that's best for you in a best position for you probably be the best situation for you. Like, for an example, in San Antonio, it's, you know, in the rebuilding stage.
Right.
A bunch of young players, you know, a bunch of guys that just trying to figure out what's really going on. They just signed Keldon Johnson to almost a max contract. So, like, you know, it's just a lot of things that was, you know, going in a certain direction over there. Then over here, everything's already established. You know, we have our guys at the top, you know, Jimmy, Cal, and, you know, VO. So,
right.
You know, it's best, you know, coming here and learn from them and UD. So,
Well, you'd think it'd be the other way around for a guy. Like, you'd think that we're a team that's kind of rebuilding, right, that's a better opportunity to maybe get more playing time. But you're saying the opposite, that a team that's more established and competing for a title is actually a better fit.
Definitely just sitting around and understand, like, how to compete for a title and, like, what's the day in and day out with the guys, you know, just watching older events and stuff like that. So, you know, that's very exciting, you know, for my first year to be with the Heat, with being with a lot of vets. You know, they're going to teach me a lot how to be a proper professional.
Have you got your vet yet?
A lot of them.
A lot of them?
We don't kind of BAM radar a little bit.
Good.
UP's like a big brother to all of us.
Yeah.
Right. And, I talk to Duncan a lot.
Yeah.
I really talk to everybody.
Good.
He's pretty cool. Mac's pretty cool. So.
Have you had any interaction with Haslam? Like UD, like any story that you want to share?
No, I'm not going to speak on that one.
Now you got to.
He just said, if you need anything, just come to me. You know, you need some guidance, just come to me. If you need to talk about some stuff, just come to me.
All right.
Anything you need to do, just come to him first before, you know, going and bothering Coach Spoke.
So. Yeah, that's good.
Well, it's his 20th season. He said it's going to be his last one. You kind of snuck in at the very end.
I definitely did.
Time
I'm
with
glad
you.
I did.
Yeah.
Want to see him go out on a bang.
Yeah.
Win the finals, you know, get us a ring. So I'm excited for that, definitely.
Can you, for our fans, just sort of describe what it is, like what your game looks like, what they can expect from you, maybe who you would compare your game to? You can't take it in any direction, but just sort of describe your game for people who might not have seen you play.
To start off first, I'm not a pretty player. I'm just going to tell you that now. Like,
perfect.
One dude, I mean, I get the job done. I would dive in the crowd for my teammates. I would sacrifice my body, take a charge for my teammates. I play hard. I like to rebound the ball offensively and defensively. I can stretch the floor, shoot the corner threes. Shoot threes, space the floor, be versatile, guard multiple defenders, and, multiple players, and you know, just do a dirty work. Definitely PJ, that's my guy.
PJ Tucker.
Yeah.
You kind of model your game after him a little bit. So that's interesting because you don't hear a lot of people say that. Right. A lot of young NBA players are not like, I want to be you've got people trying to be Steph Curry these days, not PJ Tucker.
I'm just going to be like, you know, I know the way I play. I know I'm going to like be honest. So like I'm not about to just like feed myself lies. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I want to be like on James, knowing like my body type and the way I play is not going to happen.
Yeah.
So just model my, like at first it was it's PJ Tucker and Draymond Green.
Yeah.
I feel like I play exactly like both, but Draymond probably passed the ball a lot better handled the ball a lot better than me. But you know, that's just working. That's what we're gonna work on to get towards. But PJ for sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, they brought me in just because of that.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm ready to play.
Speaking of PJ, I mean, he's obviously in Philly now.
Right.
There's a void at power forward. We don't really know who's gonna be starting there.
Right.
I mean, I know you're on a two-way contract, and you gotta kind of, you said you're honest with yourself, right?
Right.
But is that the goal for you, is to get those minutes at power forward?
For sure. You know, just watching all these guys and just being able to come in and give great minutes, and I really want to. I just want to show what I can do. I want to prove myself.
Yeah.
I just want to prove to everybody that, you know, taking a chance on me to come here for two ways is like the best thing for me. And, you know, later on in the season, probably get converted. So, like, you know, I just want to get those minutes for sure.
Yeah. What's a fun fact about you?
I like taking walks, and I used to like to eat.
You used to like to eat?
Yeah, I can't eat like that anymore.
What's the one food that you had to sacrifice the most?
Ribs and pasta.
Ribs and pasta.
Yes.
You can't eat either now?
No.
I'm cutting out the carbs?
I don't really eat red meat like that anymore.
All right.
Yeah, I cut out pork as well.
Oh.
I stopped drinking juice in a sense. I cut out a lot of stuff out of my diet to be here where I'm at today. So sacrifices is just sacrifices.
Yeah.
What does a day of meals look like for you now then?
Come here, get a little oatmeal with strawberries.
Okay.
A little bit of brown sugar. And then
that's a little cheat there. Yeah. No, when nobody's looking?
Yeah, a little
sprinkle.
Bit of brown sugar, you know, basically don't kill me. and then I get some turkey sausage, eggs, fruit, and then come back for after workouts and just get like a turkey burger and some sweet potato fries.
Mm-hmm.
And later that night, probably go to Publix, get some watermelon, probably get a sandwich. Betsy, I'm sorry.
Pub subs.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up on those. Why give it up?
Yeah.
They do have Publix in Gainesville. So you're one up on it.
Yeah. I did a 2-week road trip over the last summer. And from California to here, the first thing I did, as soon as we got into Jacksonville, Publix. Got a pub.
What did you get on yours?
We went, I used to get roast beef, but now I'm like you. I went to turkey.
Right.
And so I get turkey, onion, tomato, shredded lettuce, sometimes the banana peppers, but they got to look good. I got to look at them. And if they don't look good, I'm not getting them. Right. Salt, pepper, oil, and vinegar. Real simple. Real simple. What about you?
What's your go-to?
My go-to is always get mayo and mustard.
Yeah, have to have that.
salt and pepper.
Yep.
Turkey.
Turkey.
Boar's head.
Gotta be boar's head. No doubt. Sure. No doubt.
Lettuce. Yeah. Spinach. Cucumbers. That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Simple.
I'm not a cucumber guy.
No, I can't stand them.
Okay. That's a good sandwich. You and I can almost split one. We could just put cucumbers on one side, onions and tomato on the other one. We're good to go. But you probably eat the whole soap. Okay.
Sometimes I got to cut back. Sometimes I just got to get a 6-inch and be happy with that.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, over the season, we'll get you on the podcast. We'll buy you a pub sush. Well,
I would love to be on the podcast. Just let me know.
You got it.
I'll be there for sure.
All right. Appreciate it.
For sure.
All right. Anything else?
I got two more speed round questions.
All right. Let's do it.
What's the last song you listened to?
Last song I listened to this morning.
If that's the last time, yeah.
NBA Youngboy, Break Me or Make Me.
All right, good. Yeah, yeah. Getting pumped for media day?
No, it was just like something slow just to wake me up in the morning.
Okay, all right, gotcha. And then what is, you're probably not going to know this, what's something that stands out to you about Jimmy Butler? We're asking everybody, what is Jimmy Butler not good at? But you probably don't know him well enough yet.
What stands out?
About Jimmy.
He has like great energy all the time.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first time I've seen him. And he's walked around with, like, great energy, smiling, playing, talking to people, shaking hands, kissing babies. So, like, you know, he got great energy all the time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you're right up there, too, Beth. For sure. So. We appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank y'all.
Yeah.
And that'll do it for today's episode. If you didn't get a chance to check out the interviews with Omer Yurtseven and Dwayne Dedman, that is already up in your feed. And then for Thursday, we'll have Duncan Robinson and Haywood Highsmith. Had a lot of fun talking with Duncan, talked about pizza and some basketball things. But all right, that's it for today. Thank you for making Locked On Heat your first listen every day, available wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. Subscribe. Talk tomorrow.